Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. Reporters who cover the tech beat get lots of gadgets that companies such as Apple or Google send them to review. Too bad they don't get to keep them.
That's why Hiawatha Bray has been boxing up a lot of those gadgets. He has to send them back to the companies that sent them to him. And it got him thinking about the good, the bad, and the destined to go the way of the telegraph gadgets of 2014.
Hiawatha writes about technology for the Boston Globe. You're laughing already, Hiawatha. He joins us regularly on the show, so we will get to the going the way of the telegraph gadgets in just a minute. But first, tell us about some of the others that crossed your desk this year, some gadgets that you particularly liked. And
I should point out, by the way, in passing, that the telegraph at least worked. So let's not be too extreme. I thought that there were a fair number of impressive things, but I do want to make clear that it has been kind of a disappointment the last year or so, and looking into the next year too, that there aren't anything that makes you go, wow, that's going to change everything, the way we felt when the iPad came along or the iPhone came along. It's been a while since we've seen that, but we're seeing some stuff that nevertheless is pretty darn good, and that really gives us a sense of the state of the industry. Classic example, the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus, which really has shaken up the status quo in the entire smartphone business. I mean, it really has put the hurt on Samsung, which has been, for the last couple of years, really eating Apple's lunch, partly because Apple steadfastly refused to make larger phones. As soon as Apple started doing it, pow! The iPhone 6 is selling like wildfire, and Samsung is seeing its sales slump.
Which one is selling better, Hiawatha, the iPhone 6 or the larger iPhone 6 Plus, which is almost like a tablet?
Oh, definitely the iPhone 6. But the iPhone 6 Plus is doing very well indeed. In fact, the 6 Plus is now taking up in the U.S. 41% of the market for these extra-large phones. I mean, the minute it comes out, it just bang, that particular segment of the market, they take over. It's just really amazing. But the iPhone 6 is the one, for example, that I chose, and it's a marvelous phone, excellent camera. It's really sleek, light, beautifully designed. It's one of the nicest products Apple's ever put out. Plus, it's got Apple Pay, which I still have mixed feelings about, but only because you can't use it in enough places. Like there are a few places like the Star Market down the street where it actually works, and when you use it, you realize this is not bad at all, and it's much more secure. When all the stories about, you know, the credit card hacks and so on, if you use the Apple Pay system, your credit card number is never transmitted to the company where you're buying things, so it's a lot more secure, and that's, I think, the real killer reason to use it.
There's a reason not to use it, and that is because if you don't have your phone turned on and you don't have, or you have it turned on and you haven't unlocked it, then everybody in line stands behind you while you're waiting to
do that. No, actually, you don't even have to unlock it. Not with Apple Pay. You have to have it turned on.
And you have to have connectivity.
Yeah, that's right. You have to have connectivity. You have to have a 3G or 4G signal, but most of the time you do. It's got its limits. I'm not claiming it's perfect, but wherever I've tried it, if the store accepts it, it works. The real problem is there are very few retailers that accept it. That's the real problem. But when that changes, I think it's really got a fairly bright future. I also talk about something that isn't as visible, but I think is very important, which is now if you buy an Apple iPhone 6 or you upgrade to iOS 8, or if you get one of the newer Android phones, Android 5 operating system, your data is going to be encrypted automatically, no questions asked. That is a major change. Nowadays, most of us, we're carrying around our data on phones, and if we lose them or if they get stolen or if the CIA wants to see what's on our phone, they can go look. The FBI, the NSA are really freaking out about this because now the stuff that you put on your phone is really going to be locked down. And as a tool for protecting our privacy, I think that was one of the really major steps forward this year.
Okay, Hiawatha, you write about the gaming console market. You say it was both hit and miss this year.
Well, no, I talk about how the Sony PlayStation 4 really stole the march on the Xbox One. Everybody has to remember that the PlayStation 3, when it came out, they did what Microsoft did this year with the Xbox One. They tried to make it all things to all people, gave it a really high price, and people bought the Xbox 360 instead. This time around, Microsoft tried that with the Xbox One. They tried to make it all things to all people and charge $500 for it. Sony undercut their price by $100, focused on making it a really good game machine, and they ran away with it. And they have both made excellent products, but definitely the Sony is the winner of the console wars for 2014. It's an excellent console at a reasonable price, and now Microsoft is slashing its cost trying to pay catch-up.
Why do you put smartwatches in the loss column?
Oh, good heavens, who needs them? I mean, come on. Does anybody really want those things? I mean, in the U.S., I think they've only sold maybe 800,000 of them so far. And if you've ever used one, you know why. They really don't do anything that you particularly need to do. Now, Apple is diving into the market, and we're not used to seeing Apple fail. And I'm not saying they're definitely going to fail with it. But my central problem with them is simply, I don't need this. It isn't doing anything that I can't do by looking at my phone. So why in the world am I going to pay an extra $200, $300 for some? And by the way, they're almost all huge, ugly little devices that look like little lumps on your wrist. Why waste your time and your money buying something you don't really need?
You know, it's funny because watches are getting bigger, iPhones are getting bigger, and
no, they're getting, well, they're getting bigger and smaller. They're getting thinner. It's much thinner, but it's wider.
And the iPads are getting smaller. So somewhere they're all going to meet in the middle.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't know. We're all going to, maybe eventually it'll all be embedded inside our brains. Oh, but wait a minute. We can't quit without talking about my favorite innovation of the year, the Curve. Curved phones,
curved
TV sets. It's the goofiest thing I've ever seen. It's like tail fins on cars during the 1950s.
Those weren't so bad.
Well, yeah, well, they kind of looked cool. And I guess you could say that the curve on a TV set that's curved, it kind of looks cool, but it doesn't make the TV do anything any more than a regular flat TV does. And the stores are now full of these curved TVs. They cost like $500, $600 more than a flat TV, and it's useless. But everybody is making these now. Curved TVs, there are a couple of curved phones on the market, and it's just this weird fad that doesn't really make any sense to me at all. I don't get it.
Okay, one more point, and that is the Amazon Fire, one of the most anticipated phones of the year.
Absolutely, and boy, I couldn't wait to get my hands on it. And I got to tell you, it's a great phone. It's wonderful. It's really nice. But I'm not really sure why I need it. It's not a full-fledged Android phone. Its fancy gimmicks are mostly gimmicks, except for Mayday, which is really brilliant. That's Amazon's excellent feature where you touch an icon and you get a human being appearing on the screen, a live teleconference with a tech support person who can help you. Now, that's really smart. But in all other aspects, it's a kind of an ordinary phone with a nice user interface and a few nice features. But there was no reason to stop buying iPhones. There was no reason to stop buying Samsung Galaxies, and nobody did. And so they've got this whole warehouse somewhere in Amazon land full of about like 170 million worth of these phones that didn't sell. Nobody needed them. It's something, as I say, for once, even Amazon.com couldn't persuade us to buy something.
Hiawatha Bray writes about technology for the business section of the Boston Globe. He joins us every other Thursday on the show. Get back to packing, Hiawatha.
Oh, you bet.
Thank you.